National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Terrific things on a subject that is sometimes difficult to accept. It's like going to the doctor. You've got to go to the doctor to get fixed. You know, you can't ignore it. It's not pure entertainment, but it is something that's critical and an issue that faces all of us, and that's the safety. How do we defend ourselves? How do we end up retaliating in a situation that we need to? And I'm talking about a company called Lampert Less Lethal. They're traded on the OTC. The symbol is LLLI, and you can go to Less Lethal Lampert LAMPERD LampertLessLethal.com. Joining us here today to talk about it is Barry Lampert. He's the president and CEO. And Barry, it's an absolute pleasure having you on.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Well, let's go into the name of the company, which, first of all, we know we need to have weapons. Second of all, there's always the controversy of how lethal they should be. So you almost have conflicting points of view here without going politically down the line. Secondarily, we're living in an increasingly dangerous world. Day by day, there's enormous pressure. Having said that, tell us a little bit about yourself, the company, and why you got started.
Okay, we started back, and my father actually did, in 1969. So we've been in business for a long time. Obviously, when we first started, it was more for government, and we developed products for our federal government here in Canada. And we expanded as time goes on. You know, you keep producing, and you learn more as time goes on. There was products that... we were doing at the time, which meant lethal. But how we got into less lethal was kind of an accident. My father was actually asked to design a product to put a 50 caliber machine gun and a dampening device so it would fire accurately out of a vehicle. But where it was located was close to cities and towns, and 50 caliber rounds, live rounds, go a long ways. So we had to come up with a way to test that vehicle and the machine gun and have those rounds drop on the ground after 100 yards and still give us the same reaction. So my father developed some plastic rounds. And as time went on, there was interest from military and police on the possibility of using these for crowd control to injure someone and not severely.
That decreases your liability, right?
Right. Okay. So that's how it was an accident that we got into less lethal. But as time went on, we developed new synthetic materials and products for this application. So that's how we started.
All right, now you've come a long ways. What are the differences in terms of the philosophy of your company when you started, where we didn't have these horrific threats from all around the world, nuclear threats, and the difference now, and what have you done to step up to the requirements of today's dilemma?
Well, we've developed synthetic rubber projectiles over the years with the University of Western Ontario, Blythe in Germany, and in Michigan, another university that helped us with this product. It's very unique product. It's consistent no matter what temperature it is. It could be 50 below or 50 above in Celsius, and stays the same. So with this product, it gave us some real opportunity to jump into the public order area. And as you know, the world is not getting any better. Things are getting worse as time goes on. So the timing for us to move forward with these products is very unique right now.
How many products do you manufacture? And do you import any? Is it all done in Canada?
No, we build everything here. Quality control is extreme. But when you're talking people's lives here, when you're firing something at them, you certainly want to have control over what you're producing. And that's the advantage of doing everything in our facility. We have 30,000 square feet facility here. And as I say, many years we've been developing products, and we've developed over 350 products to take to the marketplace.
Who's your audience for the? I mean, who is your demographic? Where does most of the buying occur?
It's usually police and military. We do not do anything for the general public. It's a controlled area that we deal with. And police and military have teams available to, develop and control these crowds that are out there.
You had a press release that just came out on June 27th. Obviously, good news for you. Do you want to talk about that?
We have, yes, I'll certainly discuss that.
Okay.
We have some advantages. A lot of our products, and especially our new products, have been expanded and approved by the federal government here so that we can sell to worldwide NATO countries, obviously, any of our new design products, and even our products that were on a list before that can be sold to these NATO countries. One of our newest products that we're really enthused about is an aerial burst 40 millimeter pepper device. This is fired out of almost like a grenade launcher that shoots maybe 100 yards, and the product is designed to burst over top of a crowd. And now this product is organic. It's organic pepper, and it has, it can cause eyes, nose, and skin irritation. It only weighs 1.5 ounces. So when it bursts, expands, and ruptures, it has no harmful fallout, no hard product falling on the crowd. But the material that the organic pepper that comes down is actually clear, and it covers approximately 200 square feet. So if you've got a group of guys with launchers, they can control hundreds of people, unruly demonstrators in a situation. And that's one of our very, very unique products that we're moving forward right now.
Gary, how many people could you control with the pepper spray? And what else does it compare to?
Well, whatever, it would drop about 200 square feet of material. It's a powder that drops on the crowd. So if you have 100 people below that burst, all of them are going to be affected by this. So technically, if you have five or six guys firing these projectiles out above the crowd, you can control hundreds. And the control time is approximately 20 minutes, you know, because your eyes and your nose are is running and you have some irritation on your skin, but nothing severe. But certainly they don't want to be in that situation. They want to move. So as I say, we can control some huge crowds.
A lot of competition, and what separates you from the competition, if indeed there is?
Actually, in this unique, I like using the word unique because it's the only one out there. We've checked all over the world, and we are the only manufacturer of this product at this time. We haven't seen anything out there that even comes close to this. So we're hoping that other countries around the world, their homeland security interests from other countries, including North America, have a really good look at this product for their police and military.
Barry Lampert joining us. The name of the company is Lampert Less Lethal, and that's the website as well, followed by .com. I really suggest you go on it. You're a company that is, I would assume is growing at a faster rate now. I assume you think your stock is grossly undervalued.
Oh, I'm not the expert in
okay.
stocks, but the we certainly believe that it is way undervalued.
All right, we're going to come back and get into some of the products you have. I mean, this is really fascinating. This is Stu Taylor on Business More with Barry Lampert after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does. And I just hope all of you that are in sales, take advantage of the knowledge that he brings, because the people he has on that show can change your life.
All right, back for our final segment of the morning and rejoined by Barry Lampert, the president and CEO of Lampert Less Lethal, Inc. You can go to LampertLessLethal.com, and it's traded OTC. In the OTC markets, the symbol is LLL1. And Barry, just before we go into some of the products you manufacture, I was thinking here, but wouldn't this be perfect for Homeland Security to purchase?
Yes. Many of our devices are of interest in this application, like for police and military, in Homeland Securities in other countries, including, obviously, Canada and the United States.
I'm looking at some of the products that you manufacture. I mean, they're really interesting, and when you delve into it, you find out there's so little the average person like myself knows. But I was fascinated by your riot shields. It really sounds incredible. How viable is that product, and tell us about it?
Well, our riot shields, we've had them for many, many years. As I say, I mentioned before, things are not getting any better around the world, and demonstrations and eruptions of crowds and various applications like that. This shield would fit into that application. The shield itself can be 2 feet up to 6 feet high, and depending on the product, it is designed to interlock like a large wall, and it can actually be stacked. So if somebody's throwing bricks at you, it'll stop from hitting the guards and behind the shields. Now, one of the other things that we do, because we produce the shield here in the plant, we have the opportunity to make this, as I say, I like to use the word unique, because very few people do anything like this. We have a 40-millimeter launcher that we fire, as I say, our less lethal products at crowds to control them. So we put an opening in the shield so that the operator of the shield or the guard fires from that location through the shield, so he's protected, and if somebody's throwing rocks at them, he can still return fire at the crowd to control the situation.
Just want to jump in here. Hey, you sell to the military and police, not retail. Are there any other outlets? How do you look in the present and in the future to market your products? Where do they go to get mass distribution?
Okay, we have changed our attitude about selling product. We want to sell it through a network of distributors. It saves us from having too much time involved in sales. We want to concentrate on the product. We want the best product out there. And the only way to do that is concentrate internally in the plant and make sure the quality of the product goes out the door. And if you've got some good distributors in different countries, U.S., Canada, Europe, you certainly have the opportunity to sell the product still. But we, as a company, want to concentrate on the quality of what goes out that door, not the sale.
Kind of a two-part question here. Are any of your products reusable? And I'm thinking of that. You're tremendously hot item here, the reloadable flash and pepper dispenser. Can it be reloaded?
Okay, we produce our product so it can save the municipalities, the police, and the military a lot of money. We have flash grenades that are actually roll-resistant, and they can be reloaded hundreds and hundreds of times, including what we have for tear gas and for pepper spray. Those hand-thrown grenades are reloadable, as I say, hundreds of times.
With the product you have, and you're always in development, and it looks like you spurred up the, you speeded up the process here of growth. What's the potential demand in terms of number, and what are you doing to increase your new product development without overextending?
The products that we have, we have machinery and equipment that we've put together over the years, and we are in position to mass produce a lot of product for distributors. And that's how we want to move forward with, as I mentioned before, the distributor is extremely important to us. But we have the capability to supply almost any market right now. And then, obviously, if the demand increases, it's no problem generating new equipment and producing product.
Ammunition. I want you to touch upon that. How expensive is it? And this is a big part of your business. I'll just, we have such short time. I'll just turn it over to you to have a general synopsis of it.
I'm sorry, you
can't. Talking about your ammunition.
Okay. The ammunition itself, as I mentioned previously, we have a tremendous amount of research behind it. The molding machines that we have in the plant can produce large quantities of the projectile. We actually make the cases, the shell cases here also. Now, the other unique thing with this product is our shell cases, again, are reloadable hundreds of times and saves the municipalities a tremendous amount of money.
Well, we're going to have you back because there are a lot of products we haven't gotten to today, and I wanted to let a lot of this digest with people. But go to LambertLessLethal.com and you get more information. We're going to have you back, Barry. I want to thank you very, very much for joining us. This is Stu Taylor. See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Nice to have you all aboard as we get ready for a holiday weekend. Before I introduce my first guest, just want to reach out and say be careful, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Just enjoy it with family or friends. And stay away from the friction and the stress that we all have every single day. Just one more quick announcement. Next Friday, I will have on for a good part of the show Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling and his new book, Cleaning the Swamp. I don't think you want to miss it, especially if you heard my last interview with him. Otherwise, have a great fourth, but we're beginning the show, not ending it. So let me introduce our guest here, our opening guest. A fascinating book has been written, and that's why we're going to give a little time here today, by Alton B. Harris and Andrea S. Kramer. It is called Breaking Through Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed in Work. It is published by BiblioMotion. And Alton is joining us this morning. This is a married couple, former law partners, experts in the respective fields of law. I just wish I could talk this morning. And adjunct professors at Northwestern University School of Law. Their resume is really quite extensive, but I'm going to move right on to the book because I think this message has to get out. You want me to call you Alton or Al?
Well, whichever is easier for you. I answer to both.
All right. Alton, this is a book that's really, really important. I've got two daughters. I've got one granddaughter and another one coming.
Congratulations.
So I understand the perspective you're coming from, and I've seen what you talk about in this book play out as a reality.
Well, it is a major problem. We see that women are now succeeding in the world of education. They're graduating from college, universities, in proportions higher than men. But once they get into the business world, once they get into careers, we see them dropping out, dropping back, and we see that men are succeeding in far greater numbers than the women. And this book is all about why that's happening.
Is this sector related? Is this vocation related, or is it right across the board?
Well, it's certainly worse in some sectors than others. If we look at technology, for example, Silicon Valley, it's probably much worse. If we look at careers like manufacturing, large-scale operations like automobiles, it's better, but it happens across the board.
Is this first of all, let me ask you, do you see any progress? Are we making progress? I'm not sure we're seeing it, and I can talk about this firsthand, but the show isn't about me, neither is the book, but women do not get equal pay. You can talk about the presidential administrations and Obama and Hillary, even before she tried to get in there, 73 cents on the dollar. I don't see it as an equitable position, and I truly, having a family of women here, and having an extensive business experience hiring a lot of women, I mean, I absolutely see them as equals, and I always chose a woman over a man if they were equal in terms of work.
Well, good for you. You know, we saw an enormous amount of progress between the middle 60s and the late 90s. But since the 90s, we're really stalled. We haven't seen any progress in getting women into the C-suite. We haven't seen any progress in getting women in onto corporate boards. And we certainly haven't seen any progress in getting women into CEO positions since the end of the 90s. So we are sort of stalled. Something's happened.
Well, I was going to ask you, why do you think that happened?
Well, there's been a, I think there's been a conservative with a small c. I don't mean that politically, but I do mean it culturally. A conservative reaction to the fact that women have tried to move out of their traditional roles in the home. And I think a large segment of our society, both men and women, want women to assume their traditional places. They want them to be at home, cooking meals, raising children, and they don't want them in careers. So the attitudes have hardened in terms of the stereotypes and biases that are working against women as leaders, as important figures in advancing business or the professions, law, medicine, engineering. There are important forces that just simply think that those are inappropriate roles for women to play.
Is this discrimination that we see out there, and it's not with every man, is this kind of the preset ingrained? Or do you think most men may come in with a neutral attitude and by certain actions, and we'll get into this in another segment, certain actions, certain behaviors, certain dress, changes that immediately, or is it, it's kind of preordained?
Well, I don't think it's preordained, but if we think about men and women, by the time we're 7 to 10, we have pretty hardwired stereotypes about what's appropriate for boys, what's appropriate for girls. We have a very definite sense of how boys are supposed to behave, how girls are supposed to behave. Boys are rough and tumble, they're leaders, they're aggressive, they are independent, they're unemotional. Girls are expected to be caring and thoughtful and pretty and modest, and they don't get their dresses dirty. And so by the time we come out of our preteen, we're pretty much set as to our expectations of the way in which gender is going to define our attitudes, our characteristics, our behavior. And those preconceptions, those stereotypes, carry right through into our post-college, our career attitudes towards one another.
The book, it's really put together beautifully. It's divided into four parts. Can you just give us, before we go to a break here, a synopsis of the four parts?
Well, the four parts are, what we talk about is the problem, that is, what is the gender achievement gap? Then we talk about the importance of conversations with yourself. That is how you've got to deal with yourself and your attitude. Then we talk about the conversations you've got to have with others. When I say you, the book is addressed to women, but it's certainly applicable to men as well. And then finally, we talk about your career and the rest of your life, how you're going to put together your career and your other responsibilities, maybe to your spouse, maybe to your partner, maybe to your family, maybe just to yourself in terms of your other expectations as to what you want to accomplish with your self and your own fulfillment.
Now, did you, and obviously the book is co-written with your wife, Andrea, was there any particular incidents that were related in your personal life that were either served as a learning experience or even a rift that you had? Is there anything worth mentioning here? Which gave you, obviously, the information for the basis of the book. We all in some way, take our personal lives and interject it into what we do every day.
Absolutely. Well, we, apart from being married for a great number of years, we do, in fact, have a daughter who's now in medical school. And I would say that the defining moment, the moment that crystallized our certainty that we wanted to do this, was a recognition that we were seeing that she was not being given the opportunities that her male counterparts were.
All right, we're going to take a break. And on that note, let me just leave it here. I'm with you 100% on that. I have the same experience. We're going to take a break and come back with Alton B. Harris, co-author of this very helpful book, Breaking Through Bias.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
Strobe lights beam, create streams. Walls move, minds do too, on a warm San Francisco.
All right, we return. Laurie, I'm sick of this opening music. We are back right now with Alton P. Harris, co-author with his wife, Andrea S. Kramer. The name of the book is Breaking Through Bias, Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. It's published by Bibliomotion. It affects everyone. You know, there are certain things that affect everyone. If you're a father, if you're a husband, if you're a mother, if you're a friend, we all see the pain of some of the obstacles that females have to go through, and there are obviously exceptions to everything. So, Alton, in part, you discussed the problem in the opening segment. How about some of the solutions? You know, I project projection of your own emotions into someone else. And I always think what it would like. No, I don't have any fantasies. I always think what it would like to be a woman in today's world. You know, say an attractive woman. There are a lot of things to overcome that men don't even have to deal with. So let's start perhaps with some solutions that you can bring forth and talk about them, like dress, appearance, behavior.
Well, I think, Stu, you're right on point when you talk about dress, appearance, behavior. All of those are communication techniques. The way we dress, the way we appear, the way we behave are all part of what we communicate about ourselves. And what we point out in the book is that women face what we call the Goldilocks dilemma. By that we mean that there is a double bind that women find themselves in. If they are too communal, by which the social scientists mean if they are too female-like, too modest, too agreeable, too pleasant, too soft, too relationship-oriented. They are liked, but they are not viewed as potential leaders, as successful entrepreneurs or successful business people or successful professionals. On the other hand, if they behave too agentically, that is, too much like an aggressive man, too assertive, too dominant, too decisive, too independent, too unemotional, they are viewed as potentially leaders, but not as likable, not as someone you want to be around. So that either end of that spectrum puts women in a box. They are either dismissed as not competent, or they are shunned as not being pleasant. And so what we try to talk about is the fact that women have to provide a combination of those qualities. They need to be able to combine them in ways that dispel the notion that they are not competent without getting in people's faces in a way that makes them unpleasant. So we call that, in the Goldilocks scenario, getting it just right. And we think that women, by their behavior, by their communication, can in fact learn how to get it just right, to dial it up or dial it down, to project a sense of competence and confidence without also projecting a sense of aggressiveness or bossiness or, let's face it, what people regard as bitchiness.
Let me give you an example of the interaction of a male and female in business and how it should be handled. I happen to know a neurologist at one of the major hospitals. She's brilliant. She's beautiful, and she's looking to promote herself. And as a matter of fact, she has on the Today Show. And she helped me out with a little favor once. And so I said, you know, let's go to lunch. So I took her to lunch. Of course, it was a little uncomfortable. They put us in a private room. I guess they thought it was something that it wasn't. And I was telling her, basically, use what you have, but you don't have to flaunt it. For example, and no, I'm not coming on to you, but you're beautiful. Use that in terms of optics in order to move forward, because it'll help your career. That's just the way society is, and I'm a pragmatist. I'm a realist. On the other hand, how does a male handle a situation? You can't do what you used to do, you know, a kiss, a hug. You're in trouble, whatever you do in this miserable, politically correct society. There are balances. Do you have specific rules on how to handle situations like this?
Absolutely. And in fact, what we talk about and we've written about is the so-called Mike Pence rule. You know, the vice president has come out publicly and said he won't ever have lunch alone with a woman who's not his wife.
Like Billy Graham did years ago, the wonderful Billy Graham.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because of that, women are seriously disadvantaged, because in business, if they aren't able to connect one-on-one with senior men, but those senior men are able to connect one-on-one with the junior men, the junior men are going to be advantaged over the women by virtue of the fact that they will get those networking opportunities, those inside tips, that valuable informal information. So that we've got to get over this uncomfortableness with one-on-one interactions between men and women. And you're absolutely right. We've got an overly PC environment at the moment that makes that appear that there's something inappropriate when a man sponsors a woman, when a man stands up for a woman, when a man offers advice and says, this woman is terrific. The immediate assumption is there's something inappropriate in their relationship. Well, we've got to break that, and it depends both on the men and the women being willing to take those risks in order to achieve that relationship and that advantage for women, because they need it very badly.
All right, I wish we had time to go on. It's a subject we could talk endlessly about. I thank you so much for joining us. The book is Breaking Through: Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. I got to go. I'm getting Skype from Uganda.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please... Biz Talk Radio.